Catherine Patterson is one of the most celebrated of writers for children today, having received numerous awards for her books and for her life's work. The film adaptation of her novel, Bridge to Terabithia, is now in theaters across the country. Earlier this spring, Susan Robb spoke with Catherine Patterson about her most recent book, Bread and Roses 2, which is set during the famous mill workers' strike of 1912 in Lawrence, Massachusetts, and Barre, Vermont, where Ms. Patterson now lives. The novel's main character is an immigrant school child, Rosa, who is caught up in these events.
I had to write that book partly because I was so in awe of those women. Big Bill Hayward from the IWW says of that strike, the women won the strike. They sang. Now, these are women who spoke 45 different languages at least, and yet somehow they were able to unite and sing in such a way that they terrified the militia. You can't beat a singing movement. You know, the civil rights movement was a singing movement. It's thrilling for those who are a part of the singing and marching, and somehow terrifying to those who are outside of it or trying to crush it. It's hard to explain exactly, but that's what happened in that strike. Those women sang. And they had four main things they were asking for in the strike. They won everything they asked for. Now, I think they should have asked for a lot more than they got. But it was probably the most successful strike in American labor history. And it just kills me that so few people know about it and remember to honor these people. It doesn't matter that Rosa's mother can sing opera. You know, that nobody knows that in the American community. They think of her as uneducated because she can't speak English well and because she's working for less than humane wages in the factory. And Rosa's so torn because she wants to be an American and she doesn't want to be ashamed of her mother, whom she loves devotedly. And she's terrified her mother and her sister are going to be hurt. And people were killed in this strike. But her mother is determined. And in the end, she sees and is proud of her mother's heroism. But it's a struggle for her.